disintegrating and destroying every good volition, even in the bud, before any action can arise from it. But the seeker's cry for light, imbued with strength to cleave through the mire, is turned aside and dies away beneath an impenetrable canopy, assiduously set up by the very people who think they help. They offer stones for bread. Look at the innumerable books. They do not animate, they only weary the human spirit. And this is the proof of the barrenness of all they offer. For whatever wearies the spirit is never right. Spiritual bread immediately refreshes, truth revitalizes, and light animates. Simple people must surely despair when they see what walls are being built around the beyond by so-called psychic science. Who among the simple is to grasp the learned sentences and strange expressions? Is the beyond, then, intended exclusively for psychic scientists? They speak of God, but is it necessary to set up a university in order first of all to acquire the abilities to recognize the conception of the Godhead? To what lengths will this mania, which is mostly rooted only in ambition, drive them? Readers and listeners stagger along like drunkards from one place to another, unsteady, not free in themselves, one-sided, because they have been diverted from the simple path. Listen, you despondent ones, lift up your eyes, you who are seriously seeking. The way to the highest lies open to every human being. Proficiency in learning is not the gate to it. Did Christ Jesus, that great example on the true path to the light, choose his disciples among the learned Pharisees, among the scribes? He took them from the simple, natural people, because they had no need to struggle against this great delusion that the way to the light is hard to master and must be difficult. This thought is man's greatest enemy. It is a lie. Thus turn away from all scientific knowledge, where it is a question of what is most sacred in man, which must be fully grasped. Leave it.